This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
China's consumer class is starting to get very skeptical about the country's food supply. So they're buying American or European or anything but Chinese. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
When Yuri Velaza started a small imported food shop in Shanghai 8 years ago, his target consumers were not Chinese.
At the time, it was, I would say, almost 90% foreigners.
Not anymore. Thanks to a rising consumer class and a string of scandals that damaged the reputation of China's domestic food supply, nearly half of the business here at Velaza's shop comes from local Chinese. What are they buying?
We see a lot of fresh milk being bought a lot. Yogurts, especially anything that children usually tend to eat. So also baby foods.
A sales clerk feeds the day's catch through a money counter. Velaza's shop, Feidan, saw a 30% increase in revenue last year. Imported food is an $18 billion business in China, thanks to consumers like Zhang Qi, a 33-year-old lawyer who browses the aisles with his 3-year-old daughter.
With imported food, if a label says it's organic, I trust that. Food made in China, especially children's food, is often labeled organic. It's easy to fake that. So we're sticking with imported food, organic or not.
And that's good news for American companies like Organic Valley, which started exporting milk to China 3 years ago. CEO George Seaman says his consumers in China aren't just looking for the organic seal.
You also have the USDA seal of quality control. So it really is a double premium that we're able to offer people.
And the premium for Organic Valley is China-sized revenue growth. After studying the market, the company estimates sales of its milk in China will go from $4 million today to $100 million in 5 years. Feidan customer Zhang Qi says all this new imported food may be a catalyst for change. He says it's sure to put more pressure on Chinese food companies to raise their standards. Or not. China's government is placing more and more restrictions on food from other countries. It's a move aimed to protect Chinese companies at the expense, says Zhang, of health-conscious consumers like him. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And you can hear more of Rob's reporting on China's food supply at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.